the live Wednesday edition of the program. Joining you here live in the studio, it is Nemi.
And Garrett.
And Daryl.
And we are inviting you over to our website at freetalklive.com, where you can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. You can actually control the content of the site and enjoy some features we have waiting for you. You can also call in 855-450-FREE. That's a SACL CAI toll-free call-in line. And we are actually, our opening article tonight is, it was actually submitted by one of our listeners over at freetalklive.com, where we're talking about rangers arresting 21 for venturing into the Grand Canyon post-government shutdown.
Surely they were doing something other than just enjoying the vast openness that is that big giant ditch in Arizona.
That's right. So park authorities have issued citations for 21 tourists and visitors who entered the Grand Canyon National Park after the government shutdown started. And in response, and in the face of the furlough of other workers, the park has bolstered its security team to monitor the land around the clock. Your money at work, right? So Grand Canyon Chief Ranger Bill Wright said to the Associated Press that the citations will go through the U.S. Attorney's Office for prosecution or clearance. But even if the charges are to be dismissed, all 21 still have to appear in federal court.
So even if the charges are dismissed, they still have to go to federal court?
That's right.
That makes absolutely no sense.
Some of the 21 were caught on trails on the South Rim, and others were caught while trying to sneak onto the property via various less-traveled dirt roads. Grand Canyon officials with the National Park Service also have complained that visitors have been caught trying to remove road barricades, the AP said. Despite the shutdown and the closure of the park, Mr. Wright said law enforcement will patrol the site 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And meanwhile, most park workers outside of the security and law enforcement section have been furloughed.
You know, this makes very little sense to me.
Me too.
I agree.
Because I knew that they were paying three park rangers to guard the World War II monument, that when that memorial or monument, whatever you want to call it, was open, there were zero park rangers there at all.
And it's an open space, the World War II monument.
It's an open space that is essentially a monument built on a sidewalk.
That's right. That's right. And I saw articles earlier this week that Mount Rushmore, which is just the scenic overlook on the road, was barricaded off with cones so people couldn't just... We're not supposed to stop on an existing highway to look at an existing monument.
Right.
I just think that's ridiculous.
And in Mount Vernon, which is a privately owned museum, Mount Vernon being the former home of George Washington, mm-hmm. that's a privately owned museum, but apparently one of the parking lots is owned by the National Park Service.
Sure.
So the National Park Service put up barricades around the parking lot. So you can still go to the park. You just can't park in the parking lot for the park.
We need the Aquakeen Parking Force in Mount Vernon.
I think that would be true. I mean, I've got another story here about property owners at Lake Mead outside of Vegas, Las Vegas, have been told they can't return to their own homes because they sit on federal land.
Yes, and
how is this saving money? I mean, I understand that they've already promised back pay to the furloughed workers, so it's just like a paid vacation, really. But how is this proving that government is useful in any way, I guess?
This is an open demonstration of the narrative that I think we've all been fed, that all of this land, if we visited D.C. and these elegant monuments, that these are ours. We share in them because we're the American people and we can just go to them at any time. And it seems like, for all intents and purposes, they were public property. But right now, it seems the federal government is taking back those properties. They're not just ceasing to occupy and ceasing to service them. They're physically preventing other people from being able to use and utilize them. So it seems to be a seizure of lands by the government, of these lands that they claimed belonged to everyone because the government owned them and serviced them.
Right.
And the interesting thing about the homes on the property near Lake Mead is that that land is federally owned property.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody that bought one of the homes knew that that was federally owned property. And they were actually told that that was not to be their primary residence.
They are deed restricted. That's a good point. That they need, it cannot be, they have to have an alternate residence.
Right. Those homes are to be considered vacation homes, despite the fact that some people do stay there year round.
Right. Oh, my goodness. So I also, as you guys may or may not know, I have family buried at Arlington National Cemetery. So that's
yes.
kind of soft spot in my heart for Arlington. And I noticed earlier this week that funerals will be held, but there are no tours of the Lee Memorial, which is the house there. And the cemetery tram has been shut down. But it's $200 a month to keep the Kennedy Eternal Flame burning. And they just dropped $350,000 earlier this year to do a major revamp on the Eternal Flame. So, to me, it's...
Now, is the Kennedy Eternal Flame and the flame at the tomb of the unknown soldier, is that the same thing?
There is no flame at the tomb. They are at the same location. They're both at Arlington. But the flame is at the Kennedy gravesite.
Okay.
The Eternal Flame and the Tomb of the Unknowns is a little farther up.
Okay. I thought the two were at the same site.
They are both at Arlington. You're correct.
Right. No, I meant like the same
place.
Little within 6 square foot
nope,
plot
nope,
of land.
No, it's not. No, no, no. No.
Because Arlington is a very large property.
It's huge, yeah. It's huge. And sections, I always have to laugh because I go down every year with a list of condolences on behalf of family and friends. And I'd never get my my hit list in the right order because section 1 and section 3 are on completely opposite sides of this huge plot of land. So it's always funny to kind of trek around. It's not really sensibly laid out.
One would think that section 3 would be two sections
away from section 1. You would think so, but that's not how...
Well, maybe when they originally divided it into, like, three sections 100-and-some-odd years ago, it was section 1, the middle was section 2,
yeah.
The far left was section 3, and then, oh, well, no, we need to break these down into smaller sections.
That's
and
right.
Instead of renumbering anything.
Right. Maybe so. I'm not sure. I have not really delved into that part of it. I just happen to notice because I always get my order wrong when I'm down there. So I end up tracking back and forth across the cemetery. So.
But one of the interesting things about Arlington itself and how it became federal property is a really interesting story that I don't think most people are aware of.
That's right.
Was it stolen?
It was stolen. And, wow. Nimi, you had mentioned the Robert E. Lee House.
That's right.
The entire property used to belong to Robert E. Lee. And then during the War of Northern Aggression, Lincoln's tyrannical invasion of what was supposedly a sovereign nation, the property was stolen by the Union to make sure that Robert E. Lee could never return to his house.
That's right, and they buried his troops there as well, turned it into a cemetery. So that, yes, you are correct. So the government shutdown, to me, just seems completely useless. I mean, I don't
see... The government seems completely useless.
Oh, well, sure, that's... of course,
at least the federal government, you know, the New Hampshire state government. Without the New Hampshire state government, I could not legally purchase liquor within the jurisdiction of New Hampshire.
I'm really looking forward to this weekend because we have the White Mountain National Forest here that's maintained by the National Park Service, and there's a group of folks going up to see if we can get ourselves arrested for walking in the woods.
Interesting.
Yeah, because you can't walk in the woods without government, right?
Right.
This shutdown is a great experiment in decentralization, or I really hope it will be, in the sense that there are people living in New Hampshire that are taking care of the New Hampshire forest right now, and they don't need some sort of empirical service or imperial service to be overlooking them or seeing that they do their jobs. I mean, people know what it takes to take care of the woods and the wilderness and the trails and everything that people enjoy up there.
That's right.
So the fact that the U.S. government needs to funnel money there, I think maybe this will be a good opportunity for the people of New Hampshire and everywhere else within the continental to be able to realize that the federal services are totally unnecessary.
That's right. I would completely agree, and I look forward to seeing how this continues on. The number here, Free Talk Live, 855-453. You take control. SACL CAI toll-free call-in line.
Swan here. We are winning. Alternative media is challenging and beating mainstream media, and it's imperative for the liberty movement to continue this momentum. However, independent media cannot win without the support of sponsors and advertisers like Diamond Gusset Jeans. For over 26 years, Diamond Gusset has been owned by patriots with products designed for patriots. When I put on a pair of Diamond Gusset jeans, I enjoy the quality, comfort, durability, and style. Most importantly, my wife really likes them as well. From the cotton to the last stitch, Diamond Gusset bucks the industry standard by producing a 100% all-American product. Another reason for my endorsement. So Ben Swan is asking you to go visit DiamondLiberty.com right now. With promo code BEN, you will receive a 20% off discount on a pair of male or female Diamond Gusset jeans. Remember, DiamondLiberty.com, and you are directly supporting the growth of independent media.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vaporia e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vaporia e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vaporia e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. The live Wednesday edition of the program. Joining you here in the studio tonight, it is Nemi.
And Garrett.
And Daryl. And I want to make sure that I tell you about a great Bitcoin site. It's called blockchain.info. Blockchain.info is an online Bitcoin wallet. They also have apps for Androids and iPhones. And thanks to fancy encryption techniques, blockchain, the FBI, and even the NSA can never have access to your money. In fact, if you are careful, they can't even know how much you are sending or receiving The blockchain wallet even has tools to easily send or receive your bitcoins anonymously. It's time for you to join millions of other Bitcoin users. Get your free Bitcoin wallet today at blockchain.info.
Now, I know you guys are really big on Bitcoin. I'm not. I mean, my exposure has been through Free Talk Live alone. So I have some physical Bitcoins, but I haven't actually taken it digital. So I'm really looking forward to learning more about it.
It's time to join in.
It is absolutely. I'm overdue. I know this very well, just because it's such a common topic between my Liberty friends. So is there? Can you both have experience with this?
Mm-hmm.
Is there somewhere that is a good resource for somebody who knows absolutely nothing about Bitcoin? Where to get started?
Usecoins.com.
Wonderful. And who are they? And they'll just set you right up, or
WeUseCoins.com is a website with the general information that you need to know about Bitcoins.
Okay, well that's where
if you want to get started, as you say, and actually set up a Bitcoin address, Bitcoin wallet, blockchain.info.
That's all right. Well,
that was actually my first stop was blockchain.info after having known the basics about Bitcoin, that you needed to have a wallet, that you needed to know what other wallets' addresses you were sending to, things mm-hmm. like that. I went to blockchain.info, I set up a wallet, and I've been enjoying the use of Bitcoin ever since. I think it really changes the way that one thinks about money when you begin using a digital currency.
There you go. Fantastic.
And if you want something to do with your Bitcoins, you can always drop some in the Free Talk Live Bitcoin jar.
There you go, the tip jar. That's right. I completely forgot that. So we're talking about the government shutdown and the ridiculous side effects of said quote-unquote shutdown. And we've talked about the Grand Canyon and Mount Rushmore and the parking lot that got shut down. The World War II Memorial. What are they hoping to accomplish? Just make people's lives...
Yes, it's called the Washington Monument Syndrome, of whenever the government needs to cut money or do what they call a partial shutdown, they try to make life miserable for people.
Right.
So that they then believe, we need the government. If we want museums and zoos, we need the government.
Because right.
They shut down the Washington Zoo. They closed off the Panda Cam. But they still have to pay people to work at the zoo, feed the animals, take care of the animals. So what do? They do the most brilliant thing ever and shut down the revenue stream for one of the few things in the government that actually makes money.
Well, they never claim to be a business, so I guess they wouldn't think in terms of operating... like for profit in any sense, even something's profitable because people want to see it. I mean, I've never seen the Panda Cam before, but that sounds great. I mean, being involved with local access TV here, those animal cams, definitely, they bring in the viewers like crazy.
Even though you wouldn't expect it, I guess. I would love to see the Panda Cam, I guess, myself too.
Pandas are cute animals, sure.
It's interesting that you bring up community access television, because I'm actually on the board of the local community access television station. And the guy that is, I think he's technically the CEO or whatever, the guy that handles the day-to-day operations, said that somebody actually submitted a video of a camera shot, an 8-hour camera shot from a train that was traveling through, I think it was either Norway or Sweden. And so they played this 8-hour video of the train just traveling along, whatever scenery in Scandinavia. And there were people that actually called in, Lee, I missed some of that video. Can you play it back? I want to see some more of the tunnels.
Wow.
And he said, it goes dark, and then it comes back, and there's more nothing.
Oh, I don't think... Did you really call it nothing? I mean, it sounds like it was a great piece of art if these people are consuming it for 8 hours, even if it seems nonsensical to consume.
Hey, to each their own, I guess.
Yeah.
So there's another piece of information here. There was a random guy mowing the lawn of the Lincoln Memorial earlier today. Government shutdown has had numerous effects on people's daily lives, as we've said.
Hold on, let me guess. This guy was tased, pepper sprayed, and shot 15 times.
No, but you would think so, right? But he was asked to stop mowing by the park police, who apparently have not been furloughed. But he definitely made an impression. Representative Mark Sanford saw the lone patriotic mower and was impressed. Quote, Chris Cox, who's the gentleman who did this, he says, these are our memorials. Do they think we're just going to let them go to hell? No, if they shut down our memorials, we're still going to take the trash out. We're going to clean the windows. We're going to cut the grass. We're going to pull the weeds. And we're going to do the tree work. Says private citizen Chris Cox. So... Oh,
incredible
gosh.
Civil disobedience.
Yeah, you know, that's, I think it's fantastic. And so there is a state park here, not far from Keene, where volunteers maintain. And I think this is fantastic activism. And so his representative, Mark Sanford, said this gentleman embodies what it means to not just be a South Carolinian, but an American. He saw a job that wasn't getting done and decided to take care of it. I think it's great. But I think it's asinine that he was asked to stop.
I would also like to mention the similarities between this guy doing some free landscaping and a story that we talked about a couple of months ago where there was a guy that put some plants in the planters of the metro station in D.C. and then... somebody that works for the metro went around and removed all of the plants.
What does that accomplish? It just gives the metro dude
people off.
Just, oh goodness. And what was wrong with the flowers?
Nothing. Other than he did not have their permission to put plants in the empty flower pots that were along the side of a wall.
Oh my goodness.
They said that it was too dangerous.
So meanwhile,
for him to have put the plants there. He put all of the plants there, but it was too dangerous. He could have fell, so we have to pay somebody to remove all of these plants because it's too dangerous to put them there.
Well, the reason it's dangerous is because they're employing some organization with a contract to do that job.
Actually, they didn't have anybody with a contract to do that job.
Because the planters were empty. Or they did have somebody, well, and they weren't doing their job.
I mean, it's government. I'm sure someone's getting paid for it, whether it's getting done or not.
Oh, my goodness.
But I'm sure those people had insurance, and they couldn't trust whether or not the person who was going to be filling up those planters was insured.
No, basically, it was the thing. He didn't have their permission. He asked them if he could do it. They never responded, so he did it anyway.
Good for him. I love this stuff. 855 453, you take control. It's Free Talk Live.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Wednesday edition of the show. Talking about all sorts of things here tonight. In the studio with you, it's Nemi.
And Garrett.
And Daryl. And Nemi.
Yes.
You look a little nervous.
I am a little nervous.
Why is that?
This is my first chair on Free Talk Live. I've been here. This is now my start of my third year here at the show, and I'm the boys are off at the Talkers Heavy 100 Talkers Convention.
They're actually on their way.
Because it's tomorrow.
Begins tomorrow.
And they'll be back, I think, Saturday?
They will be back Saturday.
I think so. So they're out on the road, and while the cats are away, the mice will play, and so I've taken it as kind of a personal goal this year to really get out of my comfort zone and challenge things that scare the daylights out of me, and sitting first chair at Free Talk Live is definitely out of my comfort zone, so I really appreciate you guys coming in and kind of giving me some moral support here.
Thanks for pushing all the buttons for us. It's nice to just sit back here and talk into a microphone.
I am a professional button pusher. I've got a business card that says so.
Yeah, normally, you know, when Ian's away, I'm the button pusher. So it's kind of nice to sit over here and sort of, you know, feel like I don't have all of the responsibility on my shoulders.
Yeah, it's pretty uncomfortable for me to be sitting here with all of the responsibility on my shoulders. So, but I've really been trying to, as I said, get out of my comfort zone. I've been working with Dave Ridley, who's RidleyReport.com. And I just figured
he has the second most popular YouTube channel in New Hampshire.
I'm not surprised. He's really fantastic.
I learned a lot from him.
I figure, you know, I'm surrounded by all of these great liberty activists who are very comfortable using video cameras, and I'm not comfortable using a camera or necessarily being assertive. So I have Garrett here in Keene. I have Ian here in Keene. And so I would be remiss to not kind of challenge my own discomfort and go out and kind of become a different person. I don't know, expand my
boundaries. In some ways, you remind me of Officer Hooks from the Police Academy movies. Do you remember her?
I do remember
her.
She
was all social.
Excuse me. But you're under arrest.
At the very end, there's the gunfight, and then she sort of like
freaks out.
Loose.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I mean, one of the things that made me was very scary for me was probably a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years ago now. I was coming home from Concord in my car. I was pulled over, and I had Ian in the passenger seat. And of course, Ian being Ian, he whipped out his camera and informed the state police officer that he was going to record, and the police officer didn't want him to, and told him to turn the video off. And he said, "Nemi, do you want me to turn the video off?" And I'm like, "Oh man, no, I don't." But I personally don't feel that confident if I'm going to be pulled over in asserting myself like that. And so that's what I'm really kind of trying to push through. And I think it's through experience. And I've talked with Garrett a little bit about it, and it kind of has to be, how did you put it? You have to be ticked off to go out and do ambush interviewing.
Yeah, there's different activism tactics I guess one can engage in, and ambush interviews in particular are one that I feel you need to have the feeling that the person, the target of your interview, has they have something that they need to get out, or you need to make them get out. About the position they're holding. So Dave Ridley, of course, is known for, and he's great at ambushing lots of bureaucrats that do lots of bad things. He's had some famous ambush interviews recently. He ambush interviewed the governor, and I was very honored to been the topic of the interview questions that Dave had pitched to the governor,
yep.
Which she completely ignored. Yep. She had no interest in acknowledging Dave's presence when he recently interviewed her.
And I love getting that kind of response on video, that the proof is there that they're really just kind of completely ignoring it.
And one thing that you need to do if you're going to do an ambush interview is that you need to remain calm.
Mm-hmm.
Because once you start just screaming things at the person, you've lost.
You've lost.
You need to be particularly quiet, because if you're holding a video camera and that's where your audio source is, your microphone, you're going to automatically sound louder than your target unless you're right next to them. So
right. And what I found was when I was rehearsing with Ridley, I was not very assertive. I was like, "Hello, I have a question for you about." And Dave's like,
"Excuse me."
You know, Dave's like, "See ya. I don't have anything to say to you." And I was like, "Well, but wait. Oh, it's terrible." So it's I'm really enjoying challenging my own comfort zone and going out and doing things that I'm not necessarily used to doing, and learning a lot from the people I'm around. And I think in terms of being shaky, as I am right now, nervous, and same deal with the ambush interviews. It's funny to see that my hands are shaking, and Ian actually said that a police officer once tried making fun of him and saying, "Why are you shaking?" And Ian's response was, "Because you had a gun, you know?" But my hands do shake in my videos, and I think there's merit in that, too. So there will be content of me being very quiet.
Shaky cam.
And shaky cam. That's right.
Dealing with the authorities is always intimidating, and I think that's something that's always sort of a part of the thrill of activism, is this little sense of somebody automatically has more power in the situation than the person holding the camera. However, I must say that the more interactions you have with the authorities and police, the more comfortable you do become. And I think it's important to build rapport with as many officers as possible, and, you know, get on a first-name basis and just get level with people as humans. And having practice for that sort of thing, if you're not interested in partaking in illegal activities, I'd say look for sobriety checkpoints. They're a great way that you can go have a voluntary interaction. Well, not very voluntary when you drive through. I mean, that's the extent it's voluntary. But you can have a practice encounter with police where they'll detain you and they'll check your information. But as long as you're squared away, you know you can get to go. It's maybe one of the more comfortable ways you'll be able to practice a police encounter. And it'll be very intimidating. But yeah, just go out there and make sure that you're clean and good and you can still have these encounters and learn from them.
And if you want some very cheap courtroom experience, get yourself a parking ticket and then challenge it.
Very good example.
And I'm not sure about every state in the country, but at least here in New Hampshire, if you take a parking ticket to court, they don't tack on all kinds of fees. And here in Keene, it remains a $5 ticket. And I recently took a parking ticket to trial, and I'll post a link to that video to where essentially I wasted about an hour of some bureaucrat's time.
Many bureaucrats.
And the judge verbally lambasted the prosecutor because at the beginning she said, I would like to amend the complaint because I put in the wrong RSA. And so I objected to that, and then I said I also have a standing objection to all of their evidence because she admitted to having sent me erroneous information, and she told you that she gave you some erroneous information, so I can't believe anything that she wants to introduce. And then Judge Burke verbally lambasted her and said, you're all the time coming up here saying I need to amend. You need to start getting it right, because one of these days it's going to be a case that actually matters.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh, God.
So he was saying, even though what you did was seemingly like illegal and unprocedural and, you know, outside of due process, we're going to let it slide because it's not, I mean, what is important to me? Is it mean a murder case or?
Like, yeah, I don't the see things that actually matter aren't going to be heard in front of Judge Burke anyway. Those things will be heard in the Superior Court in front of a district, or in Superior Court in front of a different judge. It's not going to be the district court. So the things that matter, he's never going to hear.
I do think that the small things matter, because a parking ticket, a parking ticket, if you don't pay a parking ticket here in this city, I know it's the same in similar locations, they will suspend your right to register your car. And if you drive an unregistered car, they will arrest you and take your car. So that to me is not a small thing.
So after he found me guilty, after I had the parking enforcer admit that she had no way of knowing if all of the coins that I put in the meter actually registered, and then I had the supervisor of the parking division say that she has no way to actually prove that the calibration of the meter took place, he still found me guilty. I counter-offered a nickel, which he refused, offered to sit in jail, which he refused, then banged the gavel and walked away. So I filed a motion for community service.
And what happened with that?
I have not yet heard a response.
To be continued.
To be continued. 855-453, you take control. Free Talk Live.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. I'm one of the many talk show hosts that drink this tea. Talk show hosts endorse products that work. It's our job. So I'm telling you, Life Change Tea works. What does it do? It gently works on your colon to clean and give you more energy. If you have colon problems, life doesn't go so well. One talk show host suggested that the company be called Colonese. Well, that just shows you the product works. Don't be fooled by other wannabe companies. Life Change Tea is number one. Just drink 2 8-ounce glasses a day and feel the difference in your health. You might even save a doctor bill. Ready to order? Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Simple. Or call them at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. One more time, 928-308-0408. If your stomach rumbles at first, that's proof the tea is already working. Just lessen your dose and feel great. Order today at GetTheTea.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, the evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Are you someone who forges your own trail? Are you a pioneer with the need to homestead your self-reliant entrepreneur spirit? If so, RF Bunker has a franchise opportunity for you. RF Bunker is the fastest growing emergency and survival retail store in the United States. RF Bunker franchise opportunities are leading the way for business-minded heroes seeking adventure in owning and operating their own emergency supply and survival store. Visit rfbunker.com or call 866-623-2932. This offer is not being directed to any resident of the register required states.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Wednesday edition of the program. Having some fun on the air tonight. The boys are off at the Talkers Convention tomorrow. They're on the road tonight. And in the studio, live with you tonight, it's Nemi.
And Garrett.
And Daryl.
Awesome. Now, you've got something to read to us, Daryl, yeah?
I do, but you need to. 855-450-FREE.
Oh, that's right.
SACL CAI.
Thank you. There's my screw up.
And SACL is a company who Jason Osborne is the primary operator of, and he also does a YouTube show and podcast. The School Sucks Project is a podcast, call-in show, YouTube channel, and web community promoting real education and deconstructing state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, peaceful parenting, personal growth, and better communication strategies. Go to schoolsucksproject.com where you can register an account, participate in the forums, suggest show topics, and access years of archives. That is schoolsucksproject.com.
Fantastic. Now, Daryl, you brought in some show prep tonight that is pretty interesting. It's about reading literary fiction.
Yes.
Now, I love literary fiction.
You know, I am not a fan. I used to be a huge fan of fiction.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, over the years, I have sort of come to the mindset that reading fiction is a waste of time.
I see. I don't think it's a waste of time because I get pleasure from it. I find it a great way to relax, to read.
Do you feel like you've read all the good books and that's why, or?
I know that I have not read all of what people consider to be the good books, but if I'm going to read something, I would much rather read stuff that is factual.
Sure.
Because then I actually learn something. Being able to quote Shakespeare does not give me any real-world knowledge.
No, that's true, but it does make you a bore at parties. I'm just
yes.
kidding. Just kidding. I find that, as I said, it's a good way to relax, and it kind of stimulates my imagination. But what you've brought in this evening is that it actually helps with something else. Why don't you tell
us
about it?
There's a story here from The Guardian that says that new research shows works by writers such as Charles Dickens and Taya Obright sharpen our ability to understand others' emotions more than thrillers or romance novels. And the article says, have you ever felt that reading a good book makes you better able to connect with your fellow human beings? If so, the results of a new scientific study back you up, but only if you are reading literary fiction. Pulp fiction or nonfiction will not do. Psychologist David Comer Kidd and Emmanuel Castaño at the New School for Social Research in New York have proved that reading literary fiction enhances the ability to detect and understand other people's emotions, a crucial skill in navigating complex social relationships. In a series of five experiments, 1,000 participants were randomly assigned text to read, either extracts of popular fiction, such as bestseller Danielle Steel's The Sin of the Mother and Gone Girl by Gillian Flynn, or more literary text, such as Orange Winter, The Tiger's Wife by Taya Obright, Don DeLillo's The Runner from his collection The Angel Esmeralda, or works by Anton Chekhov. The pair then used a variety of theory of mind techniques to measure how accurately the participants could identify emotions in others. Scores were consistently higher for those who read literary fiction other than those with popular fiction or nonfiction text. Kidd said, what great writers do is turn you into the writer. In literary fiction, the incompleteness of the characters turns your mind to trying to understand the mind of others.
Yeah.
Now, I find that to be very interesting because I think that might be one reason that I got turned off to reading fiction is that I was having to try to figure out other things. And it's not that I don't like figuring things out, but if I'm going to figure something out, I want it to be something meaningful.
Well, meaningful to you. It is meaningful to me to try to understand where other people are coming from because I'm sure that my experience is not universal.
When I say meaningful, I mean meaningful to multiple people.
Okay, so like a technical manual?
On a cultural level?
Not really a technical manual, but no, when I read nonfiction, it better educates me. And then when I write, because I do write weekly commentary, put out a monthly newspaper, I can better understand things that I can then relate to others. So if I'm just reading Charles Dickens novels all day, that's not going to give me more knowledge about the world around me.
Well, Oliver Twist could certainly give you an insight to the plight of an orphan.
Or in 1850.
Well, it's not so different
in
now.
In London.
Oh, okay. But still, they write about the emotional. There's certainly, that does not change over hundreds of years.
True.
You know, the experience, and to me that's important, and to kind of expand emotional intelligence as well, not just informational IQ intelligence, I guess.
It sounds like what this article is suggesting is that these particular literary works, which go into a particular depth of character, to the extent that an individual who isn't that character would not normally think or consider, that may seem to be where it's giving people further emotional depth to be able to perceive the emotions of others, because that seems like quite a leap to be able to read text on paper and from that be able to perceive something about others in society. That's quite a skill to be able to obtain just from text. But I agree with Daryl in that it seems like in my life I've been consuming increasingly less fictional works, whether it be fictional videos or television or internet stuff or books. I'm more interested in learning facts. However, it takes a particular level of, attachment or unique story in order to draw myself and I guess other people who aren't consuming as much their interest. Like, there does have to be, as was mentioned, a sort of connection that's larger than just the story.
Now, I do enjoy a good book on tape.
Yeah, audiobooks.
Yes.
Yep, I have a few. It's kind of multitasking for me because I put a lot of time on my car. I put 3,000 miles on my car in the last 2.5 weeks.
Holy cow.
So that's a lot of time
and
on the road, so I like to multitask.
I can give you 1984 and Animal Farm on CD if you
fantastic.
Would like to borrow
I would love that.
I listened to 1984 when I was driving from South Carolina to Missouri about 3 years ago, and I was so frustrated and annoyed with the way 1984 ended that I wanted to drive my car off the nearest cliff. But unfortunately, there aren't that many cliffs driving through Georgia and Alabama.
That's probably true. Good thing you weren't up in the White Mountains, right?
Yes. So the article here continues. It says, Kidd and Castaño, who have published their paper in Science, make a similar distinction between writerly writing and readerly writing to that made by Roland Barthes in the book on literary theory, The Pleasure of the Text. Mindful of the difficulties of determining what is literary fiction and what is not, certain of the literary extracts were chosen from the PEN/O Henry Prize 2012 Writers Winners Anthology and the U.S. National Book Awards finalist. Now, before I continue, I just want to sort of sidebar that the U.S. National Book Awards, I actually edited and published a book that was a finalist in the political category in 2010.
Interesting.
That was an anthology that was published in 2009 as sort of a tribute to Ron Paul's 2008 presidential campaign. The book is Songs of Freedom, Tales from the Revolution. You can find it on Amazon. Go to Amazon through the shop.freetalklive.com website. So there's a good bit more to this article that I definitely want to get into. And I am curious what the listeners think on this. So
yes.
Definitely call in 855-450-FREE.
Is this SACL CAI toll-free call-in line?
It is.
And let's see, we'll talk more about this in hour two.
We will talk more about this in hour number two.
Which
and
is coming up next.
There's also a story about how anti-bullying programs don't work that we'll get into later in the show. So definitely stay tuned.
We're going to talk about how the government does something that doesn't work.
That's right. FreeTalkLive.com.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast, even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up. Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Because Mike switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand. Firmly. For a solid 3 seconds. But it can't. Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.